money. They want to play.
30 on the dot.
A lot of money. Well.
What?
Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order. Can I get a motion for the minutes from last
So moved.
Month
second.
And the 22nd.
So moved.
Aye.
All in favor?
Second. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so Chris, help me out here. We're going to go out of order. 488 and 49, we're going to table.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, and to Mr. Allen.
Postpone?
I believe you're going to want to probably postpone, but you're going to want to postpone. You want to postpone 488 and 490 and move 489, correct?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna.
So I'll move to postpone.
As a block.
488 and 490.
Yep.
Mr. Chair.
All in favor
is there,
of that?
Is there a second?
Aye.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All right. Now.
All in favor of 488 and 490 being moved until next month or?
Postpone.
Postpone until for January
aye.
At some point. Yes. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 489, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 21 of 16, amending the Ulster County Charter, amending the administrative code for the County of Ulster.
I'll move it.
A second.
I think this is a fantastic idea, Mr. Chairman. It's also a fantastic date for a public hearing, but I think it's a fantastic idea. I think we should make it 10 years, but I'll settle for 2.
But it doesn't affect you.
It doesn't. It's for the clerk. Because Victoria does such a fantastic job.
It's true, but sadly the law gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. And any future clerk.
That's right. Yeah. Other future clerks of clerkiness.
I choose not to think about future clerks because we've got one that does such a good job now.
You refuse to think of there being any other alternatives.
I can't. Right.
On that note, Mr. Jarrett, it's been moved and seconded.
Call the question.
Discussion or all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Jumping back to 291, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9.
I will move it.
I'll second it.
I'll fifth it. I'll jump.
Any discussion on this?
So this is 291?
291.
It's been going on for about a year and a half. I commend Legislative Parity for his patience, and I think it's finally time to have a public hearing.
And the changes have been made?
There have been changes made, although I believe there were still some problems I know that came up in caucus, I know, but Legislative Bartels was actually not there to highlight some of them. I know part of it was the issue of how you sort of prevent any person from contributing. Because remember, the law basically speaks to discouraging
employees.
People and how do you regulate discouragement?
I believe that the... I believe strongly that the ethics law already has provisions like this in there, but Legislative Parity disagrees, so we'll have a public hearing on it.
All right.
All in favor, send it into a public hearing. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That was very enthusiastic.
It was, wasn't it? Did you hear that in my voice?
411. Setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 15, amending the Ulster County Charter section C101A and the Ulster County Administrative Code section A30-2A.
Mr. Chair, okay.
Oh, sorry. Are we going to withdraw it?
No, it's not that. No. I was going to say 411 and 412 sort of go together. Just if we're going to go and discuss them, they should probably be moved together.
We'll
That's
block
all.
Them together, 411 and 412.
Now you can, well, okay, I'll move both.
I'll second both.
But I do want to speak on 411 first.
Sure.
Because last month when we had our little pseudo subcommittee meeting with you, myself, and Dave Donaldson in Florida, I thought it was agreed that this was going 411 was going to be more of a asking the state if we can do this home rule request, and this thing hasn't changed.
And well,
we talked about it being a home rule request.
So what we had discussed was, and it just sort of is what it is, that a resolution was supposed to be put in. It would be 4-13 whatever. Well, no, I'm imagining 4-13 probably already spoken for, but it'd be whatever, 490 whatever, right? Or 500.
530.
Whatever that was going to be. A home rule request would also be in here. That 411 and 412 would continue. That's what we agreed upon. It would continue, but that we were going to also have a home rule request. That was finally prepared and submitted today, apparently, to the clerk. So in the interest... Problem is that we're not going to have a January meeting, right? That's sort of what this...
Unlikely at this point, I would say.
Why is that?
There's a lot of legislators who have scheduled vacation, and also we already have an organizational meeting that's being held late this month on the 10th.
Right.
And then the February meeting is being held early. So we either have two really sparse meetings or one really busy meeting, plus having a lot of meetings in the winter is playing with fire because of the weather. You're always up against the weather.
Are we taking care of any business on the 10th?
A little bit.
Well, is there a fear that there's not going to be a quorum?
That's always a fear when you're dealing with the weather.
Not with the weather, with people's vacations. I'm sorry. I don't have that many vacation days left myself.
And I
use a lot of it for legislative duties.
That's right, Carl.
And just wondering.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean,
if there's a will of the body to have a meeting, I'm sure that whomever is the chairman after January 10th...
So we're only going to have 11 general meetings this year instead of 12.
Yeah,
11 general. Well, technically, it's 10 general and organizational and annual, because the December meeting isn't technically a regular meeting. It's the annual session of the legislature.
Oh.
But, I mean, depending on how you want to look at it.
I was going to say, but business is transacted at that annual meeting, so let's not go... You know, I know what you're saying, but, you know. So here's the thing.
So putting the cart before
the
horse.
We also don't have committees set up at that point, right. So you'd need committees to meet the second or the third week, and... I have to meet with, you know, I or whomever is the chairman after the 10th has to meet with the leaders on both sides of the aisle to discuss the strengths and weaknesses of the legislators they'd like to have on certain committees.
Who else
as per the
chairman?
Rules.
I don't know. I think I may have to go poll that question.
What? What did you say?
Who else is running for chairman?
I'm sorry.
Dave.
Just had the most perfect timing.
Welcome, Dave.
All right. I'm glad that you're getting some humor at my expense.
We were just wondering who else.
Actually, it was at my expense.
You walked in
at the exact right moment. Because I just mentioned how, you know, we're not having a January general meeting.
Hasn't been decided yet. We're having discussions.
Well, but this is why I'm saying that, you know, obviously that's my concern, and you know why I have that concern.
I don't agree that it's as much of a concern as you think it is, because
we have an organizational meeting in January,
and then the meeting is early in February, so
what's the big deal?
Well, it's that one of the things that's come up is that we're putting in a home rule request per what we discussed at our subcommittee meeting, and that wasn't ready in time for this month. It's now going to be rolling over into next month, but next month now we're not having that meeting. So, for example, resolutions 411 and 412, excuse me, sorry, hiccuping, both read right now, they both read January 10th, right? So, one of those things is that going to be, does it need to be on January 10th, or is it going to have to now be suddenly in February at the same time that this home rule request would suddenly be acted upon? And now that it's basically being pushed till February, how long is the Assembly and Senate going to be in session?
Until June. Yeah. Most of the home rule bills that happen in Albany are passed in June. They don't do a lot of home rule business in February, January, or March.
Flip over the agenda.
That's accurate. You can check. Our home rule bills the last couple of sessions have been acted on somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning. On the last day of session.
Right after a night of drinking.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
So, again, you understand my hesitation. So
I'd like to make a motion to postpone both 411 and 412 until next month. That way we can reschedule the public hearing.
No.
Is that the public hearing the 10th?
Yeah.
Without the home rule request?
411 has been
you can have a public hearing.
Discussed, right?
Mm-hmm. This has...
I believe our councils are of the opinion
that's
that...
the human rights one, right?
Without a home rule...
And what about the... Where is the one for... Oh,
411.
Oh, the finance reform passed?
No. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, can I vote on it?
Yes.
So it could be unanimous? Matter of fact, Why not? It's actually right here, David. Oh, here, just sign it.
I haven't signed it yet.
Oh, you haven't signed it? All right.
I haven't signed it yet.
Did they, you guys, discuss the one change that Tracy was looking for, that 4C?
Well, it's not even double. I don't think she actually has a definitive actual change. She just expressed that she had problems with how we go and deal with discouraging people. No, I'm saying
you just say I discourage you
I got
from donating.
It. I know. And it became this whole thing where I understand.
Technically, it's up to the candidate anyway.
Right.
The candidate's supposed to refuse it, but the candidate can also turn around and say, "Look, I don't."
Well, he's
going to
ask
you
for my pen.
I'm discouraging you because I can't take it anyway.
Without getting back into the law, I feel like the candidate could also say, "I discourage you, employee, from donating to me, but." Donate it to the Democratic Committee, and then they can donate it to me. I mean, there's so many loopholes in this. That's one of my problems.
If you all want, I can reopen this after we discuss 11 and 12.
No way you can cut every loophole out. It's about, it's really about integrity of the candidate themselves. So if the candidate has no integrity, they'll come out as having no integrity, and you say, oh, yeah, well, you went around the law.
I mean, the biggest get-around of election law I've ever seen, the two biggest ones that happened right here in Ulster County, but... one of them is when the Worsing Democratic Committee gave Craig Lopez's opponent $30,000 that was received from a land developer living in New Jersey.
Right.
And that can still happen tomorrow with this law, but I get it. I'm not... I voted yes on it. Apparently, I made him mad.
He doesn't like that?
I don't know.
You're right.
Let's vote on 11 and 12 real quick.
We're debating a resolution, which we actually all voted yes.
Yes. Next.
Let's move on to 11 and 12. That's on the floor.
All right, so there was a motion made to postpone.
Second.
Welcome to the legislature.
After 14 years, you're welcoming me now.
You're debating something we all agree with.
I know, but that's why I shake my head. And
you just don't like that. We don't want to accept the yes for an answer.
I actually like that, but we don't accept yes as an answer. That was actually funny. All right.
I would be more comfortable voting on all of these things as a block, when we have all of them to look at.
So then let's allow for the home rule request to be on the January 10th docket.
It's not going to get to go through committee. And I mean, our attorneys haven't even had an opportunity to take a look at it yet. So I don't understand what the big rush is. I mean, I can tell you that. We already have our County Human Rights Commission, which already operates as a conciliatory body, working together to mediate through issues. And we already have a State Human Rights Commission, which accepts the, referrals from our Human Rights Commission and has punitive powers. So, I would rather have us set up something legally sufficient and get it right and do it.
I will say that we've. Go ahead, David. You go.
I'll
go
after the Rights Commission may have more power as they are right now than a lot of people think. All
right.
They've been researching this themselves. The Rights Commission has, because I've had conversations with a couple of them, and this present commission has been pretty active.
They have.
They have been probably the most active I've seen since I've been here. I mean, they've done things. I think they had a forum down in New Paltz and brought in over 100 people. And they've been very active in other issues along. So I think they're actually, looking at what their powers are themselves.
Hector, you want to finish up?
I was just going to just say that with regards to these two laws, Ken, while I understand your position, I just happen to disagree.
Fair enough.
And I know where the votes go right now. I got that you guys are going to postpone this till February. I'm just going to be a no. I think we've debated it. We actually moved it out of the subcommittee for that reason. And, you know, again, that's partly why I have been harping on, are we going to have a January meeting? Because I want to be able to have this thing done. And I'll tell you right now, the reason why is because I just know how it is up in Albany. While, yes, I don't disagree, of course, it takes time for them to go through these home rule requests. Unfortunately, everything up there takes time.
So, well, you also believe you don't need a home rule request.
I actually will continue to believe that, David, yes, I think you're right, that ultimately we can do these things. It felt that there was nothing wrong. There was nothing to really hold up. But with, although we actually are actually kind of holding up right now, a public hearing. But we also still believe we can move forward with this as is. But
understood. We don't agree.
Okay.
All in favor, postpone until next month?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Now we get to the fun one.
425, condemning violence and hate speech and expressing solidarity with all those targeted for their ethnicity, race, religion, gender, gender ID, or political views.
I'll move it.
Oh, I'll second it for discussion.
No, 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 no.
The political views situation, does that need to be in there?
Yes, sir.
I mean, what if, you know...
After David.
Yeah, I'm concerned with the political views. I don't know why it would be in there.
Go ahead.
It's not a protected class of people or anything of that nature. Like, you know, the ethnicity, race, grade, religion, gender, political views is, you know, not a protected, you know, something that.
Can I respond to that?
You know, you have some type of ability to, you know, that's your, whoever you are, whatever you want to be, but political views, I mean, does that mean that we're in respecting those that are, you know, Nazi skinheads or Stalinists or whatever? I mean, you know, the point is that, you know, you have a choice of your political view. You don't have a choice in gender unless you get an operation. You're not going to be doing that unless you really, you know, you didn't have other choices. You know, you don't have a choice of your ethnicity or your race, and your religion is basically, you know, it's a view, but it's also, you know, normally inherent from parents on, shall we say. But it's religion. It's part of the American Constitution that you have the, you know, that type of thing with your religion, but. Political views, you can have your political views, but to turn around and say you want to do solidarity with all those, you know, condemning violence and hate speech, what if you're promoting hate speech? That's a political view.
Hector and then Kenny.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, Mr. Chair, I would move to delete the phrase or political views. Let's pull 425 here.
Just say wherever it occurs.
Wherever it occurs, we'll I was going to say. Right. Is that better? All right.
It's the title, David, the David, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th whereas, and the first result.
First result, right?
And the third result.
Oh, okay, because it got repeated with everything else. Yeah. So at this time, I move to delete out or political views wherever it occurs in the document.
Say second.
Kenny, did you want to talk about the amendment?
I would love to talk about the amendment.
Sure.
I will say that it doesn't say that you have to. I'll say this. My caucus would be more than happy to remove the phrase "and expressing solidarity with," but which would solve the problem about, you know, because you don't have to express solidarity with people that you disagree with. But I would say that I'm stunned to find that there are members of the Democratic caucus that would wish that we, you know, essentially condone hate speech against anybody, even even for their political views, because, I mean, this resolution was designed as condemning hate speech against blank. And I'm against hate speech against everybody. I would be fine if we deleted all of those things and just said condemning violence and hate speech against all members of society. Because I'm against hate speech against everybody. I'm against hate speech against people based on their ethnicity, or their race, or their religion, or their gender identification, or their political views, be it Democrat political views, Republican political views, or none of the above.
How about sports teams?
Wow.
But that's, to me, it's important to me to have that in there, because just as I'm against hate speech against all these other groups, I'm against hate speech against people who support a certain political candidate, or people who are believed to have supported a certain political candidate, or believe a certain way in politics.
Carl, you know, then are you done, Kenny? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You were kind of rambling. So.
I was going for. I had a finishing move, but it's okay.
Save it. We'll save it in case Hector gets to you.
All right.
Carl, then Hector.
Well, first of all, I still am not clear what this resolution is. Is it a policy of the Ulster County Legislature, or is it a memorializing resolution? Because it doesn't state, first of all, where it's going to be sent, so it can't be a memorializing resolution, so it has to be a policy. Now, one of the things about hate speech is, how do you define hate speech? I can condemn Jews, Muslims, Arabs, Italians, any ethnicity I want, and I'm protected by the First Amendment.
As long as it's not the Irish.
Right. The only time hate speech becomes an issue is when you say something like, I'm going to kill you, you Arab son of a bitch. Or I'm going to plant a bomb in your Italian cannoli, whatever. So what we're doing here is we're telling the residents of Ulster County that we are condemning hate speech. We're not really defining hate speech, and hate speech defined by the Supreme Court is it's okay. There's no provision in the First Amendment that pertains to hate speech. It does pertain to violence or an act of telling you're going to kill somebody or you're going to plant a bomb in
your car.
You can't
incite a riot, you can't say bomb on an airplane, you can't say fire at a crowded theater.
So, I mean, the way I feel, and I looked at a couple of court cases, and as much as it would incite me to say that, you know, somebody could just walk up to me and tell me, you legislator, you know, Italian bastard, I hate you because you're Italian, you guinea wop, you know. But
examples
I have
again.
To defend.
I'm going to need a copy of this, by the way.
I have to defend. We were sworn. When we were sworn in to defend the Constitution of the United States,
that
includes all the amendments, and it includes the Bill of Rights and everything else. So, unfortunately, I'm no longer supporting this resolution because I believe that it infringes on freedom of speech. Now, there are court cases on campuses where
colleges. What about the amendment? We're supposed to be talking about the amendment.
Yeah. Hector and Dave made an amendment.
Oh, I thought you. Oh, you wanted to vote on the amendment. Okay.
Well,
God.
That's our process.
Okay. Now you gotta say this all
yes.
over again.
I'm sorry.
Say never mind. Then you.
Well, let me just finish my thought.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
I'm already. You know.
You're there. You're there. Go.
In there.
Go.
College campuses. You know, started to state policies on hate speech, and guess what? The ACLU came in there and sued them and brought them to the Supreme Court, and they had to rescind their policy, and that could happen in Ulster County.
That's true.
So my question is it a policy?
Yes. I think it's a statement.
I don't know. It's a statement.
I was going to say. And
so
if I missed.
Why don't individual legislators stand up and make a statement about this and keep it out of Politics.
I wasn't asked, but I'll just reiterate from the last time this under the rules of the legislature, this does not qualify as a memorializing resolution.
I disagree with that completely.
And in the third resolve, it actually defines itself to be a policy. So I think that that answers the question, at least from my perspective. It
says that we encourage
pursuing a policy. So I would just probably suggest council to reread that, if I may, Mr. Chair, to continue as I had next. So
on the amendment.
I'll ask you a
thank you.
In a minute, and then shut you down.
Because we all know where this is going. That's fine. As was noted, Carl, we get into resolved number, what is that? Technically, I guess it's now three, would have been four, but there was an amendment there, that when we get to, it commits to pursuing a policy agenda that affirms. So it is, in fact, actually not necessarily a policy, okay? It is probably
what
in its most basic
might that take?
What's that? A sense of the legislature.
That's not a question. I really don't.
In many ways, a sense of the legislature, which Robert's Rules of Order, I know, spells out. In several different places.
Robert,
in many
what
ways.
Do you think about the
Well, I think since nobody's talking about the amendment, let's vote on.
I talked about the amendment,
but you're right, Mr. Chair, and I apologize. To get back to this, though, or political views. Look, we clearly, I think, also understand when we start talking about political views, right, within politics. Yes, I can clearly understand, Mr. Ronk, your hate speech in any form. I realize that you're against, which is fine. But when we start talking about political views, this is where things get dicey now, doesn't it? Hate speech being done within politics. How do we handle that, right? It becomes a thing where ultimately, while I understand. This was an amendment that was agreed to, I guess, at the last meeting.
It was.
Yeah, and
it's on tape. I listened.
And
to
if
it.
You and if you notice, I didn't. And did I even object to the
you
point?
Did not.
So at this time, I'm just going to say that this is probably the most, from my caucus perspective, this is by far the diciest part of this resolution.
David and then Kenny.
And in the words of. My legislator to the left of me here. Maybe I can use his terminology. In other words, if I turned around and I said to you, I can't stand you, you Trump supporting scumbag, that's a little different than me saying, I can't stand you, you Italian WOP bastard. It's a different mindset, if you understand where I'm coming from. One is about your ethnicity that. easy for you to say. And with the other is just a political view. So that's why the political view is really not an appropriate thing. Because you're going to argue often over politics anyway.
Mm-hmm. I think that you're talking, if I could just jump in.
No, you really don't need that on there. Having said that, I don't know if this is going to pass anyway. So, you're not going to support it. You're not supporting it, and you're probably not supporting it.
I just wanted.
And he makes the rules. He's Robert.
That's true. They're your rules of order, Mr.
Go ahead, Kenny. Then we'll vote on the amendment.
I just, again, if we're condemning violence and hate speech, I don't think that you just condemn violence and hate speech against protected classes. I think that if you're going to do it, you decry hate speech against all. I think that, I think that talking about arguing about somebody's political views isn't hate speech. I think that something's going to cross the line.
I'm going to kill you, you honky scumbag. That's a hate speech. And it's.
I'm going to kill you, you Trump-supporting M or F-er is also hate speech.
But that's a hate speech, but that's a different ballgame. And you're not really killing them anyway. I mean, it's just even if you're.
I think the I'm going to kill you is what lifts it to hate speech.
The kill you is right, no matter what you say. Who you're saying it about is, people say it in jest, obviously, but, this is about the idea of, things that have been going on, and we kind of, are looking at condemning it.
Let's call a spade a spade. A legislator put this in because Donald Trump won the presidency.
Be careful with that phrase.
what?
A spade is
it's about where
the better way
where it comes from.
That's what I'm saying.
Where it comes from.
Just nonetheless,
work with a new one.
would you call this an act of?
This was actually put in before the election.
It was intended towards Mr. Trump.
No, it was intended towards the hate speech that are going on about Muslims and things like that. That was the ultimate purpose.
The Ulster County Legislature categorically rejects political tactics that use fear to manipulate voters or gain power or influence.
Well, we realize that Trump did that. I know that. We realize that.
There has been an unprecedented backlash. Wait for it. There's another one in here. Especially by political. Where are we? Help me out, Carl. This is the one that made you the angriest.
It's the first whereas.
Thank you. And we particularly concerned to see political figures and elected government officials leading this escalation and using it in order to gain power.
Hey, Kenny, those wrongs have been righted. So
I'm just throwing. I said, let's call it what it is.
Got to move on, Ken. Come on. All right. It's in the deleted part.
And let's call and the let's, amendment. What it
that's
is.
Right.
And all in favor of the amendment as is. I'm going to support that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor
of the resolution?
Of the resolution.
It's really an innocuous resolution, to be honest with you. And I understand that, you know, why people may go against it, may support it. And in the end, it's what is it going to accomplish?
All opposed.
Okay.
Dave, I need the pen if you're rich.
Okay.
488 and 487.
I did. That's what I did.
What do we got left?
There we go. I needed a second.
448.
448.
Where's 448? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, this time, considering that the others were postponed, I move to postpone 448.
Oh, may we discuss it for a moment? No, never mind.
We can, I guess.
No, we don't have to. I have some statistics from the State Human Rights Commission that have not been talked about, but if we want to postpone it and I can discuss this the next time, that's
okay.
Can I take a peek at those stats?
I'd like to know what they are.
The number of complaints that have been lodged with the New York State Human Rights Commission having to do with gender identity and in the entire state of New York, there have been 35 complaints since 2013. In between January 1st of 2013 and August 16th?
Yes.
Of 2016, 35 total complaints in the entire state of New York, including, you know, the five boroughs on gender identity. And I also have the disposition of 25 of the 35. And one thing you'll notice is that often, even with the small number of cases, there are a significant number of duplicate complaints. Like there's one where somebody filed a complaint against the Onondaga County and one of the school districts, I think the Syracuse City School District. And in that case, I would imagine, without knowing the specifics of the case, that that it was primarily against the school district, but that the county did the civil service for the school district, which had something to do with the complaint. So I just don't, again, I'm fine with postponing it. I just don't see why we are going to try and regulate something on the county level that has not even proven to be a huge issue at, you know, at the state level.
I'll second the postponement.
I do want to say something what he's saying, and I mean, there's the only thing that you can talk about is how many people realize that they can really complain about it is another issue. A lot of, you know, it's like this class of people probably are not used to being able to really complain about something of this nature. Mm-hmm. So they're probably, you know, a lot of the complaints are probably repressed from the very beginning, not even putting it in. But having said that, my take on it is this should be added to the other resolutions as part of the human rights law in general rather than separate, to be honest with you. But, you know, I mean, I'll support this however the sponsor basically wants this, but I mean, I think it would work. Just being part of the human rights law, that's the whole point of having the whole point of having a comprehensive human rights law in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. You include that.
Mm-hmm. So, no probable cause was the termination of most of these.
Most of them, yeah.
Well, Do you mind if I make a copy of that, by the way?
Yeah, I'll email it to you.
All right, email. Okay, great, even better. All right.
All in favor of the postponement?
Aye.
Does it break it down by county or not?
Yes.
It does break down by county and by case.
How many for Ulster?
Yeah.
One. Out of the 35, it was from 2016. I imagine it was the barbershop issue. It doesn't list the disposition of those because a lot of the ones take a long time to get to fruition.
Might be too new.
One person in Monroe County had a serious problem with bingo halls. There was in Monroe County, there was one individual who filed 4 complaints against at least three of the places were bingo halls.
Okay, moving on to 47, calling an organizational meeting of 2017.
I'll second.
The postponement passed?
Yes.
5-0?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so 487, which is to set a organizational meeting, right?
Yes. Yes. On January 10th at 6:30.
Dave, do you want to vote for it?
Yeah.
You want to vote on it anyway? Just
no, I'll vote for it. I'm not going to be a prick.
It's Christmas time.
Oh. When has that stopped us before?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
I always get involved in stuff like that that means something to me. If I think it's wrong, then I'll go back.
I take it we don't have any new or old business.
Well, you do it so far. There's a homebrew request that was received by the clerk today, but that's okay. We don't have it here. So
that's future, not new or old.
All right.
Motion.
Moved.
To adjourn.
All in favor.
All right. We said it in unison.
Thank you all. It's been a pleasure working with you once again.
You give it to me after.